Well, we go to Colorado now, where officials say they're responding to a growing number of explosions connected to do-it-yourself hash oil, a cannabis concentrate that is legally sold in Colorado, where marijuana is, of course, also now legal. But it involves spraying marijuana with highly flammable, odorless butane gas to make it. At 5 months into the year, there have been more than 30 butane hash oil explosions in Colorado that have severely burned and sent people to the hospital. That's already three times the number of explosions all of last year in Colorado. And Colorado isn't the only state where so-called BHO explosions are happening. Sergeant Pat Long is with the police department in Thornton, Colorado. That's a suburb of Denver. He trains first responders in how to deal with homemade hash oil. Sergeant Long, welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Well, and you have been calling this today's meth lab. Now, we know meth labs are pretty darn serious, burning down homes. Is it that serious?
Yes, it is. We've had roughly 22 injuries so far as a result of these explosions. We're seeing a lot of property damage as a result. The first one that we had in the city of Thornton that occurred on January 4th, the fire personnel got there, they extinguished the fire. They knew that it was not a meth lab, but they didn't know what some of the butane cans were there, what they were used for. Mm-hmm. There's a certain process called the winterizing process of hash oil. And they couldn't understand why a refrigerator freezer would have exploded. So they ended up basically classifying that explosion as an accident.
Well, and we're not going to become a primer here for how to do this. People are going online and finding out how to do this. But in other words, as you say, part of it is spraying marijuana with this highly flammable butane, and then another part is using the freezer in some way.
Right. You're extracting the THC from the marijuana out of an extraction tube. So you're using the can of butane to what they call blast the marijuana. And that basically pulls the THC right out of that marijuana.
Well, and the goal is to get this oily, kind of highly potent liquid. It looks like honey. It is hash oil. Why, by the way, is it so popular?
Because the THC content in it is so much higher. It could be in upwards of 80 to 85% THC content versus your typical joint that might run on an average, say, 20 to 25%.
And how are people using it?
Well, you can infuse it into edibles, you can smoke it, or you can vape it, what we call vaporizing it. So they use a torch, and they use like a titanium, small titanium type rod. And then with that torch, they're vaporizing that, and they're taking in the vapors.
Well, it's legal. So why are people making it at home if you can just buy it?
Because it's so cheap to make it. For $20, you can do it at home easily.
Well, but here's the tricky part of this, because I'm sure that first half of the sentence is the message you want to get out. You know, this is dangerous. Don't just, you know, if you're going to do this, buy it from the professionals. Don't do it at home. And we're reading a story of a man who was doing it in his kitchen. The whole kitchen blew up. His five-month-old baby was right above him. His four-year-old child was nearby on the floor. And the four-year-old was injured. This is so dangerous. I'm sure that's the message you'd like to get out, but I'm doubly sure that even as we're talking about it, people are taking notes, you know, because you're saying that it's cheaper, it's more potent. Is that sort of a tightrope you walk in trying to get the word out that the wrong word may be getting out?
True. And the media has been fantastic in trying to assist law enforcement in getting this information out there. Most of the people learn how to do these different processes for the extraction off of YouTube and, you know, the internet. And just about all of those sites will tell you that it's a danger, it's very hazardous, don't do it in your house, it's going to blow up, all kinds of warnings. But people just don't listen, and they do just that. They end up blowing their house up, they end up blowing themselves up.
Well, that man that I mentioned, he was charged with several counts, including child abuse and arson, but we understood that there is a huge difference of opinion on whether doing this is legal. There are some people who say that Colorado's law legalizes marijuana for people 21 and older, and that includes processing the drug. Others say that this falls under manufacturing and it's not legal. What's your sense of whether it is?
Well, that's kind of a growing pain that we're going through now since this has been legalized in the state. There are some district attorney's offices in the state that are accepting charges for manufacturing of the product, saying that it, in their opinion, is clearly against the law. There are other district attorneys in the state that are saying it is not clearly defined and are basically saying that we're not going to be able to do anything until it blows up. Once it explodes, then we can look at filing arson charges, reckless endangerment, child abuse, anything, especially if there's a child around. That's definitely one of the strongest charges.
Of course, I'm sure you don't want to wait for it to blow up. But so just talk a little bit about this, as you call them, growing pains. We're also seeing that Colorado recently approved bills that would address some of these other growing pains. We were hearing about deaths from people eating the edible marijuana. One young man jumped off a building. So we understand there's a measure that requires the state limit the potency of store-sold edibles. And people who are in favor of both are saying, yeah, it's don't ban things. It's regulations that will make this right. Your thoughts?
There's a lot of things that I hope states that are thinking about legalizing marijuana take a little while and look at what went right and what went wrong in the state of Colorado. So when they do decide that they're going to do it, they can do it the right way. My main concern is let's get out there and let's train first responders to know what to look for, the butane cans, the extraction tubes, you know, the coffee filters, the Pyrex dishes, the product. Check the freezers. That's why freezers are blowing up. They just don't blow up for no reason because they're putting the product in there, and then it's purging off the butane, and it's finding an ignition source. There's so many things that go into this.
Sergeant Pat Long with the police department in Thornton, Colorado, a suburb of Denver. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you are listening to Here and Now.